Hi, I'm Arthur Germain. Welcome back to the Brand Telling Podcast. A lot of times, professional services companies come to me and they ask, how do we select a brand name? Either it's for refreshing their existing company name or for a new product or service that they're offering. And there are many ways to select a brand name for your company. You could look at a founder-led organization, so it's going to be named after the founder. You could look at creating your own name, which is what many of the pharmaceutical companies do for the pharmaceuticals that they produce. But I like something that I've read about from Rob Meyerson. Rob is a brand naming guru, and I'd like to share with you what Rob says. Rob has come up with an idea for this brand naming grid, where along the y-axis are the naming approaches, and he has three, and then along the x-axis are the types of words that you use. And again, he has three. So you have a 9x9 or 3x3 grid of nine sections. Let me take a look through them and tell you what they mean. So if you look up in the upper left-hand corner, you have abstract. And this is a word that has no direct connection to the business or the service, but it can be, and it can be borrowed from somewhere like Apple. It really doesn't have anything to do with computing, or it could be made up. It could be something like Verizon. It's an inventive word that's evocative, but it's really meaningless when it's taken alone. Next, you have suggestive. Now, this is a word that could sound a little bit like what the brand is, like Intel. It sounds like it might have something to do with computing, or Puma, which suggests that the brand might have something to do with being fast. And then last is descriptive. This is the real literal feeling, like the Container Store. You're pretty clear what they do for a business. Now, if you look along on the x-axis, the choices are you could have a real word. This is Apple, Intel, Gap, Staples. These are all real words. You could have a combined word, might be State Farm, DoorDash, Facebook, and brand telling. These are all combined words. Or you could have an invented word. Now, an invented word is a purpose-built word that you make for yourself. Verizon, again, is a purpose-built word. It was an invented word. And so are most of the brands that you see for pharmaceutical. But if you use this grid, when you're looking for something, you can find that you can build yourself a brand name that has some meaning for you and will have some meaning, especially for your intended audience. So again, for the Brand Telling Podcast, my name is Arthur Germain. Thank you for joining us.